In the 1960s, 20 years after his death, Robert Johnson became crowned the King of the Delta Blues by Columbia Records. The record company used this term in order to sell a reissue album they had done of Johnson's 1936 recordings. But within the sales pitch, there was a lot of truth. Robert Johnson had learned from Son House as well as other Delta bluesmen, but then went on to create a new and more modern style and sound. This style later went up to the Mississippi River to Chicago and became amplified in the hands of Elmore James and Muddy Waters, and eventually traveled over the ocean to England, where the Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton became greatly influenced by this man's music. Let's begin with a classic performance by Robert Johnson called Crossroad Blues. Powerful Crossroad Blues as played by Robert Johnson. You might have heard during the last verse that Robert Johnson was calling for his friend, Willie Brown, and this was indeed the guitar playing Willie Brown from Mississippi, who was the close friend of Robert Johnson's, Son House's, and Charlie Patton's. It was a close family down there. Now let's come over to England and hear what happened when The Cream, with Eric Clapton, what they did to this song. Cream doing Crossroad Blues, and I hope you could hear how Eric Clapton took Robert Johnson's guitar riff and adapted it to the electric guitar. Now, Robert Johnson, during his time, was quite unique. He had a great talent for taking music of other bluesmen and adapting it to his own approach. When Johnson was a young boy, Lonnie Johnson, a bluesman that we're going to hear in this series, was the hit. He was the popular bluesman all over the South. And here we have Robert Johnson doing a tune called Love in Vain, which is an imitation of Lonnie Johnson's style, but done in Robert Johnson's own way.
Is in my hand, and I followed to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell, man, all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain, and the train. Rolled up to the station, I looked her in the eye. When the train rolled up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. Well, I was lonesome, I felt so lonesome, and I could not help but cry. All my love's in vain. It left the station with two lights on behind. When the train it left the station with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Willie Mae.
That was Love in Vain by Robert Johnson. In fact, it's quite incredible how the repertoire of Robert Johnson, and there only are about 20, 25 tunes that he recorded during the late 1930s, seem to have helped many rock musicians find vehicles for their own performances. We've already heard Eric Clapton do Crossroad Blues, and now we're going to hear another big super group called the Rolling Stones and how they handled a Robert Johnson tune, and in fact, it's going to be the same, Love in Vain.
Well, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand.
That was Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones doing Love in Vain. I like that an awful lot, and in fact, the Stones, as well as Eric Clapton, they seem to respect greatly Robert Johnson's music, and when they try to interpret it, for me, they do a very good job. Now, let's end up with one of Robert Johnson's tunes, which I personally like an awful lot. This is called Traveling Riverside Blues, and it's in the family of tunes that usually come under the name of Rollin' Tumble. So here we have Robert Johnson with the Traveling Riverside Blues.
If your man get bursting now, won't you have your fall? If your man get bursting now, won't you have your fall? Says, come on back to Pride Point, mama, and bail up all night long. Got women in Big Bud, clean on into Tennessee. I got women in Big Bud, clean on into Tennessee. But my pride point right now hops all over me. No color but a front teeth crown we go. Ain't going to stay no color but a front teeth crown we go. She got a mortgage on my body and a lien on my soul. Going to Rodale, gonna take my ride up by my side. Now I'm going to Rodale, gonna take my ride by my side. We can steal Bell House, baby, cause it's on the river side. You can tweet my lemon till the juice run down my leg, baby. You know what I'm talking about. You can tweet my lemon till the juice run down my leg. That's what I'm talking about now. But I'm going back to Pride Point if I be rocking to my head.
That was Robert Johnson with his Traveling Riverside Blues, and boy, I could sure hear bass, drums, and electric guitar helping him out on that, and that's what happened with that music when it went up to Chicago. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this show, and next show we're going to be listening to another blues singer from Mississippi called Bucker White.